Breathing ensures healthy CO2 levels. The main functions of breathing are gas exchange and acid-base pH regulation. The respiratory system exchanges oxygen for carbon dioxide, CO2, released by cells during metabolism. CO2 regulates our physiology by increasing nitric oxide and oxygen delivery when tissues are more active. Our body uses 85 to 88% of CO2 to ensure a healthy acid-base balance, making gas exchange possible through the Bohr effect, Kazan, 2021. Without sufficient carbon dioxide, the oxygen that we have remains in the bloodstream and does not go into our tissues, where it is most needed, Kazan, 2019, page 27. pH. The abbreviation pH refers to the power of hydrogen, which is the concentration of hydrogen ions. Acidic solutions have a low pH, 7, due to a high concentration of hydrogen ions. A neutral solution of distilled water has a pH of 7. Alkaline or basic solutions have a high pH, 7, due to a low concentration of hydrogen ions. The pH level regulates oxygen and nitric oxide release. Hemoglobin molecules on red blood cells transport oxygen through the bloodstream. One hemoglobin molecule can carry 4 nitric oxide and oxygen molecules. When nitric oxide reaches the capillaries, it promotes dilation, increased blood flow, and improved vascular function. Increased blood flow delivers more oxygen and nutrients to the tissues and removes waste products more effectively. This is particularly important during exercise when skeletal muscles require additional oxygen and nutrients to maintain performance. After oxygen-rich blood enters the capillaries, oxygen disperses into cells to power aerobic cellular respiration, Fox and Rampalski, 2022. Relaxed breathing. Relaxed breathing increases the carbon dioxide concentration of arterial blood compared to thoracic breathing. At rest, we only excrete 12 to 15% of blood CO2. Conserving CO2 lowers blood pH, weakens the bond between hemoglobin and oxygen, and increases oxygen delivery to body tissues. This phenomenon is called the Bohr effect. Conversely, low CO2 levels due to overbreathing or hyperventilation raise blood pH and reduce oxygen delivery to body tissues since oxygen remains tightly bound to the hemoglobin molecules, Fox and Rampalski, 2022. Conserve CO2. We do not need more oxygen. Kazan, 2021. Near sea level, the air healthy clients inhale contains 21% oxygen, while the air they exhale has 15%. We only use 1/4 of inhaled oxygen and don't need more. We need to conserve CO2 by retaining 85 to 88% of it. The respiratory cycle. We breathe about 20,000 times a day. Typical adult resting breathing rates are 12 to 14 breaths per minute, BPM. Kazan, 2019a. Disorders that affect respiration may raise rates to 18 to 28 BPM, Fried, 1987, Fried and Grimaldi, 1993. The respiratory cycle consists of inhalation, breathing in, and exhalation, breathing out, controlled by separate mechanisms. The lungs cannot inflate themselves since they lack skeletal muscles. Instead, they passively inflate by creating a partial vacuum by the diaphragm and external intercostal muscles, Gewirtz, Schwartz, and Lehrer, 2016. During inhalation, contraction by the diaphragm and external intercostal muscles ventilate the lungs. The dome-shaped diaphragm muscle plays the lead role during inhalation. The diaphragm comprises the floor of the thoracic cavity. When the diaphragm contracts, it flattens, and its dome drops, increasing thoracic cavity volume. Contraction of the diaphragm pushes the rectus abdominis muscle of the stomach down and out. In relaxed breathing, a 1 cm descent creates a 1 to 3 mm of mercury pressure difference and moves 500 mL of air. In labored breathing, a 10 cm descent produces a 100 mm of mercury pressure difference and transports 2 to 3 liters of air. The diaphragm accounts for about 75% of air movement into the lungs during relaxed breathing. The external intercostals play a supporting role during inhalation. External intercostal muscle contraction pulls the ribs upward and enlarges the thoracic cavity. The external intercostals account for about 25% of air movement into the lungs during relaxed breathing. The contraction of the diaphragm and the external intercostals expands the thoracic cavity, increases lung volume, and decreases the pressure within the lungs below atmospheric pressure. This pressure difference causes air to inflate the lungs until the alveolar pressure returns to atmospheric pressure. During forceful inhalation, accessory muscles of inhalation, sternocleidomastoid, scalene, pectoralis major and minor, serratus anterior, and latissimus dorsi, also contract, Kazan, 2021. The dome-shaped diaphragm muscle ascends during normal expiration. The relaxation of the diaphragm and external intercostal muscles, contraction of the internal intercostals, the elastic recoil of the chest wall and lungs, and surface tension produce exhalation during relaxed breathing. When the diaphragm relaxes, its dome moves upward. When the external intercostals relax, the ribs move downward. These changes reduce the thoracic cavity volume in the lungs and increase the pressure within the lungs above atmospheric pressure. This pressure difference causes air to deflate the lungs until the alveolar pressure returns to atmospheric pressure. Forceful exhalation during exercise recruits the rectus abdominis, external and internal obliques, and transversus abdominis abdominal muscles, Kazan, 2021, Loehrig, 2007, Tortora and Derrickson, 2021.